joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets. It's Pete Manhard of Apes Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like the overnight trade had a pretty good idea about what was going to happen this morning at 7:30 when USDA released its crop production and WASDE numbers. Any reason not to think that we'll see double-digit increases on the open?
No, we should see something similar to last night or even bigger. Beans are being called anywhere from 30 to 50, 70 higher. Corn 10 to 15 to 25 higher. Same with wheat. Wheat was fairly neutral report. Beans were slightly positive, but beans were very strong positive report on prices. How much is already in it? That's a question that people are asking from the move we've had up in the last 2 months. If you look at world carryout, they didn't change world carryout on beans, whereas they did lower carryout on corn and wheat worldwide. But here in the U.S., beans are the leader, moving things up, and who knows where we'll start and end up.
In the beans, we got a 80 million bushel ending stock reduction down to 185. That's heading back to those numbers we've seen in the last couple of years.
Right. They were expecting 243. They got 185 from the 265, and that was a lot less than expected. Industry was actually looking for the bean yield to increase a tenth or two or three, and it went down a half a bushel. Plus, they increased exports 50 million, which was expected. So beans are going to be the leader up. Who knows where? The question a lot of people have, especially Chicago and other analysts, is how much of this is already in there when you have beans almost at $13? Has any of this already in there? Like you said last night, there was nobody selling. There was only people trying to get in because they thought the report would be bullish. What are we going to have today, and how long will it last? That's the question that nobody knows.
And then in the corn, USDA lowered both the ears per acre as well as the test weight to come up with the reduction of 1.5 bushels per acre on this report. Does this suggest that the January finals will even be smaller?
Well, usually when you have smaller stuff, it gets smaller, so that could easily happen. But they should have all of their test samples done now. So since they have that, why would it get lower if they've before all their test samples weren't done, actual harvest data? So they've got all the harvest data now, so I don't know why it would go down further. The big thing on corn is it's about as expected. Industry thought it would go down 1.2 to 1.3, went down 1.5. They also lowered exports, which was expected. So the corn numbers aren't that shocking. They're about 16 million less than expected. On a 12.2 billion crop, that's not very much.
So the question then it becomes, does beans pull corn up by its bootstraps?
I think it will. I think the beans will be the leader and will drag everything. And then if you look at the world, again, in the world, USDA lowered corn carryout in the world, 2-point-something million metric tons, where they left beans unchanged. So the world is something we have to look at, too.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.